This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, fantasy exclusive preview of Buccaneers at home. First time we've said that in 7 weeks against the Arizona Cardinals. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, including the final event of 2019. Todd Wright Tour XXII at West Chase Golf Club Saturday, December 14th, which is already sold out. Brandon Legal Group not only has that first foursome, but for many events, Brandon Legal Group provides gifts for my golfers, or they provide a basket that is available as a prize to my golfers in Todd Wright Tour events. When you are in need of legal assistance, remember, they are a full-service law firm. Full-service law firm. You need not ask me nor them what type of law they specialize in. Full-service law firm. And they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You do not need to live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I'm actually going to see the guys from Brandon Legal Group. We're going to do our monthly lunch, which we haven't done in about 4 months, on Monday. Let's do the fantasy exclusive preview of Cardinals at Buccaneers. And there's some interesting nuances to this fantasy preview. First of all, everywhere you look, whether it's DraftKings rankings, NFL.com rankings, and the NFL.com rankings aren't necessarily fantasy rankings. For quarterbacks on Sunday, and this is independent of the Thursday matchup between Rivers and Carr and independent of the Monday matchup, which is the rare good one, you're looking at both quarterbacks being highly ranked. Some of that is what they just did in their previous game. Some of that is based off stats that have been built up for half the season. Much of it is how they match up against the opponent's pass defense. From a Vegas total standpoint, this is one of the highest totals of the weekend. The expectation being that Winston and Murray can take advantage of the opposing lack of pass defense and put up points, not only on the scoreboard, but fantasy points should be there as well. For Sunday's 10 games, DraftKings has Winston ranked third of all potential quarterbacks who could play, so that includes Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and has Murray ranked as sixth. Murray coming off a strong second half against the San Francisco 49er defense that has been extremely good. Some would say, well, it was garbage time production. You had the long catch and run by very obscure name and Andy Isabella, but it made it a one possession game. It was with 5 minutes to go. The game was not over yet. I refuse to call those garbage points, but in fantasy, they count the same. From Winston's standpoint, in another losing effort, his fantasy numbers were very productive. And that's why DraftKings also puts him up at number three behind Jackson and Mahomes. So in season-long leagues, either Winston or Murray are people you can play this week. I know in one of my leagues, in the podcast league, the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy League, I don't have Deshaun Watson this week, an MVP candidate, a guy capable of anywhere from 17 to 40 fantasy points in a weekend. So last week, just before the cutoff, I did have an extra roster spot. I picked up Winston, who was available, so I could use him in this spot if no other quarterback became available on waivers. So Winston is going for me in the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy Podcast League. Similarly, I own Murray on my other two teams, the Moneyball League, where he currently backs up Lamar Jackson. I have Jackson slated to start, but Jackson may or may not be dealing with a serious injury, so Murray's a nice fallback option. And if I wanted, I could put Murray in my foundation league, although I just traded for Dak Prescott last week. So I have an investment in Winston this week and a potential investment in two leagues where I could play Murray. And I think also from a DFS standpoint, ranking them both in the top six makes sense. So let's jump ahead. We'll get to the running backs, but we're going to jump ahead to wide receivers because it's interesting how our wide receiver conversation from a fantasy perspective is totally different. Even though each quarterback, I can tell you, is worth playing in DFS or in season-long leagues this week. Wide receiver-wise, different story. Evans and Godwin, I'm not insulting your intelligence. You're playing them. You've gotten a lot out of them. Now, if you're a Godwin owner, you're kind of wondering, okay, what about me? Godwin, the last couple weeks, has just broken 100 yards combined over the last 2 weeks. He was clearing that with regularity for a string of three games before the bye week. Hasn't been the case now in a month. DraftKings, though, has him rated as wide receiver number five among the 10 Sunday games. They have Mike Evans as wide receiver number three of the 10 Sunday games. Evans, the last couple of weeks, 27 for 378 and three scores. So while both continue to be starters, there's been a back and forth here. And you got to admire going to the hot hand from a Buccaneers standpoint, going with what works. Some Bucs fans would say, yeah, they're not going to the hot hand enough. That's why the Bucs continue to lose games. But there's no reason. I know you're a bit frustrated if you're a Godwin owner, but there was going to be some regression, especially in those three games where he topped 100-plus yards. In a couple of them, he had two touchdowns, and he hasn't scored since that stretch. So there was going to be some touchdown regression. Evans is a play this week. Godwin is a play this week. Over on the Arizona side, it's a bit of a dart throw. So even though Kyler Murray is definitely in play as a starting fantasy quarterback this week in a matchup against the Bucs, you're taking a leap of faith by stacking him with a wide receiver. Christian Kirk and Larry Fitzgerald, in a significant percentage of leagues, are probably on waivers, or they're sitting on people's benches. Christian Kirk hasn't scored a touchdown all year. Hasn't caught a touchdown pass. He has not cleared 80-plus yards since week two. Meanwhile, Stephen Colbert reference, Larry Fitzgerald has not cleared 70 yards since week two and has not scored a touchdown since week three. So that's the oddity of this matchup, is where we can clearly connect the dots fantasy-wise and say Winston is a play and Evans and Godwin are definitely in your lineups. For Murray, for those of you trying to take advantage of the Bucs' poor pass defense, there's not an automatic guy to go to there in DFS where you can choose whoever you want, or from an Arizona Cardinal wide receiver standpoint, if you have one on your roster, you know how frustrating this has been. I own Larry Fitzgerald for a number of weeks in the Moneyball League. Eventually, I gave up on him. Some of the thinking on why Larry Fitzgerald isn't producing is because Arizona is running so many short passing routes for Kyler Murray that Fitzgerald isn't on the receiving end of those because he runs deeper routes. But it's not like Christian Kirk has been benefiting either. And we mentioned Andy Isabella, who had one of the longest pass receptions for a touchdown in the NFL this year to make it a one possession game with 5 minutes to go last Thursday night against the Niners. Now, from a DFS standpoint, that's a hell of a bargain. But other than that one catch and run, he's not done anything. So you're on your own. If you want to take a DFS leap of faith with an Arizona Cardinal wide receiver to do it in a season-long league where you're plugging and playing. Now, let's say you own DeAndre Hopkins. And obviously, I know this because I have him stacked in my podcast league with Deshaun Watson. So no DeAndre Hopkins this week. Let's say you own Adam Thielen. And Thielen's probably not going to go this week on Sunday night against the Cowboys. Vikings are already seemingly giving a prognosis for a Week 11 game. That's how much of a foregone conclusion it feels that Thielen won't play against Dallas on Sunday night. And you're thinking, well, Bucks pass defense is awful. Murray should be putting up some numbers. Who's going to be the beneficiary? Good luck with that. Is it Christian Kirk? Does he finally get in the end zone? Is Fitzgerald going to get in the end zone for the first time since week two? There's just not a lot to go on there for me to say that any of those are the right play, especially in season-long leagues. So for Arizona, a lot of those short passes are caught by David Johnson. And last week, making his debut as an Arizona Cardinal, former Miami Dolphin Kenyon Drake. Now here we go with what kind of credibility we can put in Arizona's public information about the health of David Johnson. A few weeks ago, Matthew Berry wasn't the only one who was angered by the fact that Arizona said David Johnson was good to go. He touched the ball one time, left the field after the first series, and never played again. Chase Edmonds played the rest of that game and was extremely productive. Now, we hear Edmonds is not in the mix this week. David Johnson said he's good to go. Best he's felt in 3 weeks. You buying it or not? I don't know. I am not a David Johnson owner. I am not going to invest in him in daily. If you are a David Johnson owner, you are on your own here. If you believe he is fully healthy and they're not pulling this shit again, this is a great spot to play him in against the Buccaneers. Kenyon Drake, someone that I own, didn't expect, but who did, what he did Thursday night against the Niners. He looked fantastic. If this was a week 12 game and I have to win it to even stay alive in the playoff push, I might play Kenyon Drake at running back, thinking, you know what? They've done this before with David Johnson. Kenyon Drake just might be healthier, might be fresher, and they just can't afford to keep him off the field after what he did last week. I still think Drake is going to see some time in this game. I think Drake might be more of a DFS play than David Johnson. I think it's safer. But it's tough, much like looking for that wide receiver on the Cardinals to take advantage of the Bucs matchup. Same with the running backs because of what Arizona did a few weeks ago. And even if Johnson is healthy, is there enough to go around, and is he going to share some reps with Kenyon Drake? I think Arizona's got to play Drake in this game. Whether it's one of every three series, every other series with David Johnson. Look, it's not like the Cardinals are really playing for a playoff berth here. But they kind of, I think they want to know what they have in Kenyon Drake. And he was spectacular at times against the 49ers. Looked like one of the best players on the field. Nick Bosa, of course, being the best player on the field. On the Bucs side, Ronald Jones has been promoted to the starting running back. This is more in name than anything. He had been getting more touches than Peyton Barber. Jones's numbers still are not very impressive. nothing stands out from a fantasy standpoint, even in a plug-and-play situation, if you lost a running back to injury or on a bye week. From a DFS standpoint, I guess you could hope for a short touchdown with Ronald Jones in a high-scoring game, but I think you're better looking elsewhere. And at least from a kicking standpoint, because some these last couple weeks, it's interesting in some of my leagues where I don't carry a backup kicker. That's too valuable of a roster spot, and it's just a kicker. So it's kind of been spinning the wheel on kickers in the league. For example, in my foundation league, I liked having Harrison Butker. Butker goes on bye. I cut him, and I pick up somebody else. I would have loved to have gotten Butker back after the bye, but Tara snaked him because I couldn't put in I couldn't get Butker back until he cleared waivers. So Tara picked him up and played him, and that's good fantasy football by Tara. So then I was talking to my friend Joey tonight, and Joey said, well, I was thinking about picking up Will Lutz. Well, now Will Lutz is my kicker, and ironically, he's not my kicker in another league where I cut him because he went on bye and I didn't get him back. So if you're in one of those situations where you cut a kicker like that, didn't get him back, and now you need one for this week and maybe going forward, both of the kickers in this game are in play. Matt Gay for the Buccaneers, and maybe more so just based on total points and away from simply the nightmare that is being a Buccaneer kicker. And that's Zane Gonzalez, who's been pretty productive, albeit Arizona didn't use him at all in the Thursday night game against the Niners last week. You can always email me your fantasy questions at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Email them Monday through Saturday. Sunday, I have four leagues to commission and just a lot of things to do. I cannot get to your emails on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, I will, and I have been doing that, responding to every one of them for 3 years. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. That is the Bucks Bulletin for Week 10, Cardinals at Buccaneers. I will actually be at this game covering it for my podcast this weekend. Thanks to the Bucks for having me. Watch this game for football purposes, for fantasy purposes, and for other reasons. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. We'll be back next week with a Week 11 fantasy exclusive breakdown of the Buccaneers against the high-scoring Saints, who are expected to have Alvin Kamara back healthy. Although, as I've said on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, much like Arizona's going to have a hard time keeping Kenyon Drake off the field this week, I think New Orleans has a hard time keeping Latavius Murray off the field, especially in the red zone, for the Saints this week against the Falcons, and that could be a factor in Week 11 against the Buccaneers. The Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Thanks for listening.